Hi, good evening and good afternoon, everybody, or good morning, depending on where you are in the world, and thank you for joining us. We are live this evening on bbsradio.com, Station 1. This is Creation Lightship Healing, the Healing Highway with Ron Amatron, and today is Monday, December 16th, 2013. So what we like to do at the beginning of the show is to bring up the image of the light being, which you can find on Ron's webpage, creationlightship.com. And that is the image of the face over on the right-hand side of the webpage. So if you'd like to bring that up, we will charge it up for peace energy for the next hour that we have our show for yourself and your space. So, Ron, I'll welcome you to the show. I'll turn it over to you, and hopefully everybody can bring up that image, and we'll get some wonderful peace energy going for everybody. Over to you, Ron.
Hey, everybody. So have the light being up in front of you. Here we go. And if you don't have it up, it'll be energized when you bring it up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So let's see what's happening maybe out there in cyberspace. Elizabeth, anything we need to cover?
Well, there's a couple of things, Ron, and I think we'll be doing some sample healings over the next hour for everybody. And we also are taking listener questions. If you'd like to write us with a question about Ron and his healing work or any of the clearings that he offers through the website, creationlightship.com, you can write to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So we'll be checking that. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we have a couple questions already from listeners tonight. They kind of are centered around maybe this more specific to this time of the year. And we've been talking a lot about timelines. And so this person is writing us and they're asking, it's holiday time, and please advise what clearings would be beneficial to protect ourselves when we have to spend time with relatives, in-laws, and outlaws who we do not like, especially relatives who are nasty and rude on purpose. I met one yesterday that was downright mean to me. I've never understood what was behind that type of behavior. It baffles me. What clearings would help? So, Ron,
well, I would first do maybe the shrink wrap. That's one that you should probably always be doing. From there, the best clearing to do would be to do an emotional whole lifetime clearing for all of the people that you're seeing. And maybe they may go away. But that's, you know, find the most irritating one and do that clearing on them so they can have a better life and they won't interact with you. You know, remember, you people don't understand that if you're dealing with somebody on a consistent basis all the time, maybe like a boss or somebody, maybe a holiday person might be different. And you may not think they're worth that much money to do a clearing on, and they're probably going to be older than you. But if it's a younger person, then, you know, maybe you could do them. But I would definitely, you know, the emotional clearing is what we start off with. From there, maybe do the shrink wrap. I now increase my life force energy. Now remember, when you have that issue and that person is bugging you, that means that you need to go deeper because they should be saying whatever they want to say about you, and the energy should go right through your body when it hits something inside of you and jars your body, and then now you want to get angry or fight or something because you have a reaction to it. That reaction that you're having is because it's still inside of you. So that means that you have that issue. So when you go into the holiday season, mark down what those issues are that trigger you. And then you know that you'd want to get that cleaned out. And you could probably go on to the self-empowerment page. That might help you quite a bit to maybe get rid of what's on the surface. But look deeper and just see what it is. In fact, you might want to just do the self-empowerment clearing. Get on there and do that before you see your friends, you know, maybe at Christmas time or New Year's or something. You know, it's coming up pretty quick here. So it does take quite a bit of time, but only because there's 38 issues. So basically what triggers you is not necessarily their problem. They may love what they're doing. Maybe they get a big kick out of aggravating you and doing things to you. And you think that because it's happening to you, that it's their problem. Well, it's actually your problem. So get that energy block out of you so you can become peaceful. They're actually doing you a big favor. They're pointing out to you what your situation is and where you're hanging on to blocked energy. So that's kind of how I would look at it, you know. But do the self-empowerment one if you can think of an issue that they are always doing to you. Like from last year, and clean out that particular issue. Because you know, when you think of Uncle Harry, you know, maybe whatever he does it every year. Or maybe your mother or your father, you know, looking down upon you because, you know, maybe you weren't the poster child that they wanted you to be. So do a clearing for that to get it out of you. That way, all that negativity that they're projecting to you won't stick on anything. Otherwise, you're there with a catcher's mitt. And you might even have a bigger catcher's mitt this year. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's smaller. But, look and see what your issues are last year and all the other years and see if there's a common modality, common theme. And if you're actually more intuitive, you may want to see where you're holding it inside of your body, you know. One good example would be maybe, let's just say that it's a fear situation. So maybe throughout the whole year you're perfectly fine, and then you see these people and you start to stutter. So what does that mean? That means that they're probably hitting you really hard in your throat or something, and you're unable to speak, so you start to stutter. Or maybe, you know, you feel yourself all choked up. Well, that's where they're harming you. So you may want to look at those too, go a little bit deeper. So anyway, just ideas for everybody. But remember, what they're triggering isn't necessarily their issue, it's yours. You have it blocked inside of you. They may get a lot of mileage out of sucking your energy. They go, oh boy, we got a feast today. We're going to, you know, attach to you and tell you all these bad things that you've done and how you're not the poster child. How we spent all this money on you to go to college, and now you're flipping burgers at McDonald's or something, and, you know, what's wrong with you and everything else? Well, you might like flipping burgers, and, you know, you might be happy there, and maybe you're not making a lot of money, but maybe you're happy. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're upset because you're happy. So anyway, you can also go in and do maybe, you know, the natal barcode clearing if there's a problem. That's one thing. And maybe do some seven generational clearings with that particular issue. Because it may go back really deep and really far. So just see what's kind of going on in your life. And like I said, ask your friends. Say, hey, man, I got these problems. I don't know what they are. What are you seeing me? You know, why are we hanging out together? Because your issues are my issues. What do you think they are? And go that way. So flip it around, but you want to be peaceful. How do you become peaceful? You get rid of the issues. How do you get rid of the issues? The emotional whole time clearing is the first one, and then just go from there and see where are you. Are you in fear? Are you in anger after that? Are you in sadness? Are you in anxiety? And what are you going to be going through at Christmas time? And if you're lucky, you know, maybe you found something out there that could help you. Maybe you have some type of... A little mantra that you say, I now increase my life force energy when they come into the room, you know, doing your shrink wrap, that might just be enough to ward them off, you know? And that might do it. So if they get too close to you, you can always eat a lot of garlic, you know? But anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's um, That's such a great explanation for it, and I think we could all really benefit from that, looking at it that way, instead of seeing those encounters as people being rude or nasty. You almost have to look at it as, well, what are they telling me that I need to work on? And it is kind of like a gift in a way, because you will then understand who or what and what types of emotions are pushing your buttons so that you can be more peaceful. And
I got an idea. This will work. Bring your laptop with you, if you have a laptop. And from there, what you want to do is bring up, you know, you should have the whole lifetime emotional unlimited clearing. Turn it on. Put it into a room. Maybe you're spending the night there or something. Turn it on. And just pretend like you have to go check your computer off and on.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they get you. Say, I have to be back in a minute. Run that clearing for like a minute or two. Should neutralize you and come back into the room. And now you're going to be your old person without having all this stuff attached to you. This will be a good test. Good test for you to see how quick that clearing works. So there we go. Back to you, Elizabeth. But if you can do it, do it. You can always say, well, you know, maybe you're going to your parents' house and you're in your they gave you a room to stay in or something, you know, for instance. Go into that room, run that clearing before, maybe just keep it up, you know, keep that page up. Have it minimized, and all of a sudden you need to do something, run in there and type in something, you know, and get that clearing done and leave the room again. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so all of those healings are great healings to do, and the whole lifetime emotional healing, which is the first healing that Ron recommends doing before you do any of the other ones, the natal barcode clearing, and, you know, you can also go back in and do the generational clearings, which go back quite a number of years. But I was also thinking, too, Ron, if you do the be here and the now clearing, when you are having those emotions, like you just had a difficult encounter with a relative or somebody and they were mean to you, you could do the Be Here in the Now clearing, which is a sample free healing that Ron offers through creationlightship.com, and that would get you out of that emotion and bring your spirit back and put you in the present moment. So that would be a great one to do for both of you, probably. And the other thing I thought of, too, while you were speaking, Ron, is that you really do have to look at it from, well, what do I need to do for them as well? And a lot of the times, I think, when we're having these encounters, we're not really thinking about that. So the Be Here and the Now would also be a good one to do. And if there's, like, a timeline crash, what would you suggest, Ron? Maybe timeline crash people being mean and
yeah,
get them off of that timeline? Maybe they're on, like, a nasty timeline of being, like, rude and nasty.
Yeah, that's very possible. Maybe they got hijacked. And they're bringing that experience into your reality. So maybe every year that timeline gets activated. Maybe it's in their DNA. And they're there to torture you. The torture clearing, you know? They go, oh, boy, now I can tell Sally everything that we don't like about her and get it off of our chest. We've been thinking about it for the whole year, keeping tabs on
it. Saving up.
saving up
to make your life miserable.
Yep, and they got the timeline activated.
Yeah, but in actuality, Ron, I really like what you're suggesting is by doing that, they're actually doing you a favor and showing you that you need to go deeper.
Yep, that's true. Because, see, you have to look at yourself like you should be transparent. Just think of a baby. You see a baby, you start talking to a baby, they just look at you and make some strange noises, right? Nothing relates to them, except maybe they might learn the word food or something else, you know, but, you know, then they start learning, but they're transparent because those words don't connect to them. So you're going in there with all these words, everything that's attached to you, you have your... you know, you have all these little buttons out that are out there. Some could be really big buttons. Hopefully those clearings that you've done in the past will eliminate the buttons. But, you know, that's the whole thing, is you're walking into a situation and they may have a preconceived button. Maybe you might go there and say, you know, I did my emotional clearing, I'm going to just see how this thing works. And all of a sudden they bring up that time that maybe you, maybe wrecked the family's car or something, you know, and you look at them and you go, yeah, it happened. Before you would go, oh boy, you'd sink down, you know, you'd put your head down between your shoulders there and look like a little mouse, and they're bringing it up, and now your energy's going sideways and everything's draining out of you, being sucked over to them naturally, and they're smiling because they bring it up and seeing you wilt. But that's the whole thing, is maybe you can use this the clearings that you've had and say, yeah, I want to get my scorecard out here. They always bring this thing up, you know. And or maybe let's just say that they fixed a big meal for you, right? And they always make something that you hate, but because you were the nice child, you had to eat it anyway. Now it's your turn. You can say, and they pass these things over, some type of burnt beans or something, you know. You say, I don't like these. I've never liked these. And right away, you're going against their modality about you eating everything. And you can finally say it there in your truth and say, I don't like these burnt beans that you make every year.
I wouldn't have
that rude. I mean, that's quite rude. Just like, anyway.
I never really liked these,
yeah. And you forced me to eat them, so you can have them back. Thank you very much. And they may go, oh, we didn't know we didn't like them. You always ate lots of them. So now you have an empowerment situation, which you can feel empowered on. And you can just see how these clearings have helped you, because you've released so much stuff, you know. And you can watch them as they try to get that extra energy out of you. So this is your test. So everybody has a test this holiday. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's really true, Ron, and people in the fast chat are agreeing that that's a really good way of looking at it and a great idea. So it's very important that you keep track of these things, because technically, I mean, you could be clearing and clearing, and if these people and their comments are still affecting you, then maybe you need to switch gears and start not only running clearings that will help you, but also help them. So, and then, you know, that would be a great idea, Ron, to do that. Like, if you wrote down this year what everybody was, you know, what buttons everybody pushed and what emotions you had, and then, you know, you either purchased a clearing for them over the year, or maybe for this holiday season you purchased a clearing, and then next year when you saw them again to see if they were any different and what the results were. So I would be very curious to hear if anybody's game for doing that, what the results were and what happened. And you can always send testimonials to us. Maybe you've had a similar experience with this type of a situation and you did a clearing or a healing and it worked. If so, which one did you do? And when did you do it and who did you do it for? And you can send those over to clsquestions@yahoo.com and we'll be checking those this evening during the show.
And get rid of those emotional bodies, the people that are no longer going to be there. You know, don't like to talk about this too much because it might be pushing your buttons.
Oh, that's true. The weekly calls are great for that too, Ron.
And you just do that deceased loved one's emotional body to get that person out of you, out of coming to that event, because they'll show up, you know, and it could be quite interesting, you know, as you do that clearing, and they're not going to bother anybody there, and maybe they won't even mention the person, you know. So I have heard of people, I've never had this done, but I have heard of people when they have holidays, they somehow put a plate up in a chair where that person used to sit or something. So all of a sudden, you know, by now you probably have, you know, five or six people that are not no longer with you, you know, maybe grandparents or something, and maybe you have this thing that your parents do, and all of a sudden, you know, you look at these areas, the seat, and, oh, that's where, you know, great grandfather, Harry was, and his wife Sally, she died earlier, and was older, and now I was thinking all these extra plates there, to bring forth the celebration that they used to be with you. Well, if you do that, then very possibly, if you haven't got rid of those emotional bodies, remember, they're going to be right there, sitting in those chairs, pushing buttons and everything else, and hopping into people's bodies, and so people do that. If you have out there, if your parents do that, or you are thinking of that, you might look at doing that emotional clearing. And also if you have maybe a pet or animal that's no longer with you, you may want to clear it out too, because that could be a special day too with all the attention. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron, and I think that people do have these ways of remembering deceased loved ones and don't really understand that they're inviting those emotional bodies right back into their own timelines. So I would get on those weekly calls, because those are, especially around this time, like the weekly, there's a clone body removal on Thursday, an entity removal on Friday, and then the Tuesday is the courting removal. So that's really a good point, and I never thought about that. But if you do set things out for those emotional bodies, they will attach to them. And I would imagine, and I don't know if this is true, but especially when families and generations of people get together, that would probably make them even more, if the emotional body hasn't been cleared, that would make them even more apt to come in and sit down at your table there, right? Wouldn't that be like that collective energy kind of drawing them in if they haven't been cleared away?
Well, yeah, they will come in almost guaranteed,
Mm-hmm.
Because where else are they going to go? this is their main holiday, man.
They're still connected.
They're still connected, yeah. I'm just thinking, going a little sideways here. This thought kind of came in. I don't know, but if you think of our paper money, it has dead presidents on it. So are you carrying around these dead presidents because there are pictures on your money? I don't know where I'm going with this here, but just think about that one, What's their energy? How were they when they lived, How much drama and trauma is connected to them? We don't really know how they lived because they're all dead. And probably not much records on it, but except for what you read, in history books and things. But, that's another thing, What do you have in your wallet with pictures on it? You're definitely going to have dead presidents. So, just an idea.
Maybe deceased loved ones, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That you want to remember people that have passed away, you might still carry their images around with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard a call. Are we taking calls tonight?
Sure. If it's on subject, yes.
Okay.
Hopefully it will be, yes.
So do we have someone on the line there?
Yeah,
do we have a caller?
Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hi. Fine, thanks. Yeah, I'm on target tonight. I was going to say that if you have maybe five kids in a family, and the parents die, and then the kids are timelined to their clone bodies, and then later on they get older, they get married, then they have a niece and a nephew. Then the niece and nephew seem to be courted with their parents, but then when they die, then they're timelined to their clones of their parents, and it goes on and on like that. And if they have it in a different program, their consciousness is erased, then they're indifferent also toward other people, and it goes on and on. But the way to go back to peace is just to surrender to the way things are, and then you go back to a peaceful state and surrender to that this is just how things are working out.
Okay. So, Elizabeth, what do you think?
Yeah, that sounds about right to me. The goal is that, whatever clearings you have to do in order to get to a peaceful state, Unfortunately, that's not always as easy as we think it will be. But if you are, you know, staying current with the clearings and you're doing the healings, I would imagine that does get much easier. Is that kind of where you were going with that, Larry?
Yeah, it was just to be aware of the problem that they're all programmed and their consciousness is gone. They're not there. And
right.
It's useless to talk to programs because they're indifferent. So refuse the indifference because it's just a program and just stay in that peaceful state, surrender to that, back to that peaceful state and ignore that stuff. That's no good for us. That's where I'm getting what I'm getting at. And just be happy with what we have in the light and in the peace. And another comment, too, was that I met somebody and I was doing clearings for them with the light, and they were accepting the light healings. And she got a jolt, I guess, in the dark energies or something. Ron could explain that better. And I got a jolt from her. And then I found out how deep the light energies affected two individuals. When you have the true light, the programs are nothing. They're just silly. But the true light is a very meaningful relationship, and I felt the true meaning of the light between two people. And if Ron would want to comment about that, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's. I think you made a really important point there, Larry, and we'll see what Ron has to say, but I just wanted to jump in for a second and say, like, you're absolutely right, and it's totally pointless and futile to talk to programs, especially... some of these programs are really, really advanced, so there's nothing we can do. They're not going to understand what we're saying, and they're not really going to change anything. It's just, like you said, you kind of have to just empower yourself and do the healings for yourself and for others, and sort of, you know, once you get how powerful that is, the programs don't seem to really have any effect on you. So that sounds to me maybe like what the listener who wrote in earlier was talking about with these relatives who were, you know, giving her a hard time. They really are just running programs. There's no use getting upset or agitated by that. You just have to empower yourself to do your clearings and to maybe, if you can, do some clearings for those people too. Ron, I'm pretty much that's all I wanted to say, so I don't know if you want to add anything there.
No, just the whole thing is, you know, when things bother you, then you need to get off that particular timeline.
Yeah, and a couple people were saying on the fast chat, too, that they prefer to just timeline crash these things out of existence, which is important to do, too. Okay, Larry, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, thank you.
So
let's get back to timeline crashing. So if anybody out there has a situation with timelines, let's do a timeline crash for you. And remember, there's millions of timelines, so we just need you to think of an issue, and we'll clear you off of one of those. So, here we go. So, one, this is your own timeline that you want to get off on. Typically, it might be stress, so let's do a stress timeline. That might be one that you're dealing with. Remember, stress can go in many directions. So, you know, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Okay, that should help you out a little bit. Just see if you feel a little less stressful about what you was wanting to have cleared here. So let's see what else we could probably bring up here. I'm looking at... boy.
People must be pretty stressed.
Wow, out of nowhere. Boy, someone must have a throat condition. Let's do it again here. Boy. One, I never cough. Two, three,
I know.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Ron. Maybe take a break for a minute and get some water or some tea or something. Yeah, it's a tough timeline to clear, I think, stress, because everyone sort of has stress, and it doesn't really matter what point you're at in your life, you can usually find something to stress about. If you're wealthy, you know, you're stressed about how you're going to stay wealthy or become wealthier, or, you know, if you're poor, you're stressed about not having enough money. So it's always something, you know, and I think we kind of tend to do that subconsciously, even when we don't know it. So that's an important timeline to clear, crash, and get off of, especially on the healing highway, which is a show where tonight we really like to focus on self-empowerment and what you can do to make your life easier. I did just want to say, Ron, there were a bunch of comments about the entities and the food and the holiday festivities. People were saying that they had family actually put plates out for relatives, that their family actually did that. And some people were saying that that's also a custom for, I believe, the Chinese New Year, and also for, I think it's Passover, where they leave a chair out for Elijah, and also maybe the door open. I think that's Passover that where that happens. So it seems like, oh, yeah, food for the dead family at Chinese New Year. So, and also someone mentioned that Native Americans feed the spirits, too. So they put plates out and are drawing all of these entities to them. So it makes sense to try to get off of those timelines, and also to do the entity call, which is the Friday call. That's a weekly call that Ron does, these calls every week. And actually, since we're on the subject of calls, I should mention that we just wrapped up the first day of the special 8-hour healing intensive conference call. So that was yesterday. And there's two more, one on the 22nd and one on the 29th, where you can attend live or as a registered absentee. So if you are interested in those healing calls, just check out creationlightship.com. It's the first heading at the top of the site, and it'll tell you more about that. And those are really wonderful to get on, especially at this time of the year, because it's a tough time for a lot of people. So, Ron, we had a couple of requests, and both on and off the fast chat, and people were wondering if you could maybe clear the moon energy of the
full. Okay, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So let's see what that has done for everybody here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so a couple people commented on the fast chat, and thank you, Ron. So I should say before I get back into the fast chat is that all of these clearings and healings that Ron does are samples, and if you are feeling particularly big release from these samples, you probably want to make a note of that, and at some point, sooner rather than later, get over to creationlightship.com and check out, after you've done your whole lifetime emotional healing, which healings you would like to do next in order to get yourself off of that timeline and get those emotions taken away from you and become more peaceful. So, Ron, thanks. A lot of people were asking about that. And also should mention, if you have been helped by any of the samples, you can always donate. That's always nice, because Ron does all of these on the radio show for free, so it's always a nice gesture. And you can do that through our bbsradio.com homepage and also through Creation Lightship. So, okay, moving on. A few people had comments about the that saying, this is a great subject, been dealing with negative people lately. So, Ron, I don't know, maybe we should talk for a minute about the psychic billboard clearing and how that might help us in addition to commanding our body energy to shrink wrap. That's for, like, people physically touching us. But maybe the one that could help, too, with negativity is the psychic billboard clearing.
I think we had a beep, so let's get the caller first here. We'll see what that's about.
Okay. Hi. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, hi. It's Raymond from New York.
Hi, Raymond.
Hey, how's it going? Hi, Ron. Just wanted to give a check-in. Because I did the 4-hour ascension call, and yesterday I did for the first time, the 8-hour intensive.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give you some feedback. During the ascension call and yesterday's 8-hour intensive call, I felt, you know, I'm working with a digestive problem that I've been having for the past 5 years now. Probably goes back even longer than that. Who knows how long I had it. But I was feeling a heat sensation in my abdominal area. And today I'm feeling, you know, a little bit better. So I want to say thank you. And I'm on my second gallon of water. And what happened was the next morning, Sunday morning, I saw all these little bubbles in each of the 7 gallons of water. And then when I looked closely, there was like little bubbles within the bubbles. So it's like I'm seeing the light codes in the water. So it's really cool. So I can't wait to drink all my 7 gallons of water. But so that's the progress. And I can't wait for the next two intensives because I'm doing the whole month of December. So thank you again, Ron, for helping me out.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for the testimonial there. That's great. Yeah, the bubbles are...
Okay, so...
Great. Yeah, I had one
thank
lady...
you.
Yeah, on the bubbles, you're welcome. A long time ago, a lady said that she had a bubble the size of a quarter show up in her bottom of her water bottle. It wasn't on the top, but on the bottom. And then when she poured the water into a glass, the same bubble appeared there. And that was quite interesting. And I think it kept showing up in the bottle until she drank all the water. So you never know. It is the light codes in the water. And that's where the water will normally taste a little different each day. So back to you, Elizabeth. I think I was going to do a clearing of some sort. So, oh, yeah, the psychic billboard. So, yeah, what's on your psychic billboard? Maybe the psychic billboard is transmitted to everybody around you that you want, you know, to be dealing with some kind of negative energy or something. So you could also change that also that way by putting into your psychic billboard what you want to get rid of and then how you want to be related to a situation or something. So that's what that's for, is to help yourself move forward with where you are. And you want to keep checking maybe daily, at least once or twice a day, because it's a one-month clearing, and you want to always see how people are responding to you. You may not know yourself what's going on, but the people around you may. So kind of watch the reaction towards you. Because remember, you're putting out the energy. The energy is around you, which people are reading, you know, understanding, looking at, relating to. So as you change your billboard, you're changing the way they're going to respond to you. And that's why you want to keep moving forward on what your end goal is going to be on your psychic billboard. So you may want to put down on a piece of paper where you are, step number one. And maybe your last step is something else, you know, that's, you know, naturally a lot different than where you are now. Maybe complete opposite. And then that's your last step. And then find out what you need to do to move from maybe 100 steps to get to your last step to where you want to be. And so you want to keep monitoring people. Also what happens is you get inundated with energies from the beyondo. And those are normally odd harmonics. So if you have a condition going on in your life, there's other clearings also, but you may want to try the odd harmonic clearing. So that's bringing in all the negative stuff into you through odd harmonics. So I'll do a sample of that for you. So you need to think of a situation that you're involved in, because it's already affected you. So now you're dealing with the odd harmonics inside of you. And that's bringing in this, discordant energy, which is what you're suffering with. So think of a situation, and here we go. So one, releasing it out of your realm, the harmonics here. So it could even be, you know, a body ache or pain or something. So one, in fact, what we're going to do is, I'm going to change this around here. I'm sorry, but here we go. Let's take a look at your face, okay? If you have a mirror, look at your face. And we're going to take away the art harmonics on the, maybe underneath your right eye, we'll say. So right eye and cheek. And, you know, maybe for some reason your body's holding energy there and it's kind of like squished up or something, or it's not as puffy or whatever. So here we go. Look at your face. I'm going to work on your right side of your face from your nose over. So here we go. I'm going to take away the odd harmonics there. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And remember, I'm doing this like timelines also. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And we'll let you settle in there. And then in 5 minutes, I'll do the left side of your face. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Wow, Ron. Thank you. That's very interesting. And also, I just checked online about the title of that clearing. If you're interested in doing it, it sounds like such a great clearing. It's there are two versions, and one is a harmonic frequency clearing for age greater than 20 years, and the other one is for less than 20 years. So it's, I'll just read a little bit about that clearing here because I think it might be unfamiliar to some of our newer listeners. And it says, this light infusion healing is to clear the odd harmonic frequencies, negative effects followed by the alignment of even harmonics and light infusion. You will perform clearing of odd harmonic frequencies followed by odd harmonic energetic attachments removal for various types. After that, you will perform the alignment balance of even harmonic frequencies and even harmonic frequencies light infusion. Finally, you will complete the session with the cellular spirit infusion. This contains 11 different sessions in total. So it's a very, very thorough clearing. And it sounds like that clearing might be great for a lot of what our listeners have been experiencing and relating to us this evening. And
well,
I think I just heard a beep.
So we'll get another caller. So who's there?
Hi, Ron. It's Pauline. I wanted to actually share, since you did the art harmonics, you also just talked about the psychic billboard. I had told this to you a while back that if I ever really used the psychic billboard to put up stuff, because you always said that people can always look at your billboard, and so I always was afraid to use it because I always felt like somebody was going to see and then undo what I just did. So if I did it with the art harmonic frequency clearing while I was creating my billboard, I don't think anybody could go in there, including my soul family. And that was another thing I was going to bring up. The soul family has a psychic billboard clearing off of that. And I never understood it was for the soul family who tries to put stuff on your billboard. So that would be, I haven't gotten that clearing yet, so that is another aspect of when I do the psychic billboard in the future. I will put those both into effect at the same time so that, because I've always done everything in my heart because I don't trust anything out there in writing because I feel like it always gets undone because now I get it because the soul family is trying to undo what I have out there. So what do you think of that, Ron?
I think that's good, yes,
uh-huh.
Okay. So, yeah, your soul family
is
there to...
One more question about the soul family clearing. That one seems to be like a little mini version of the unlimited off of the Master 4-in-1, only one portion, because there's... When we had the contracts, right, you took the contracts off of us, but they can create new ones or try to make you keep the contracts. Is that correct? So
that is the unlimited
soul family, or even to get the soul family, would be helpful for both the psychic billboard as well as to have like an unlimited mini version of the portion of the 4-in-1 that can be updated. Yes?
Yeah, we'll see. Yep,
Is that what it really does? I mean, it sort of seems like it's an unlimited version, not all portions of the Master 4-in-1, just the portion about the contracts. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that what the soul family clearing? There's a portion of it that, like I said, I've seen it. I just don't know if that's really a mini version to like sort of continue on.
One online soul family is like a mini version to get you out of a situation that you're dealing with, where things are happening to you. So, yes.
Like the soul family keeps trying to come back into you, and as you said, they can take over your body and do all things to you.
Right.
You
I think
a lot
the
of things.
Soul family disconnection clearing, it's actually 6 hours of clearing. And it has six steps, and there's... step one is soul family. Step two is current soul family, lifetime clearing. Step three is past lifetimes clearing. Step four, future lifetime contracts clearing. And then step five is actually the psychic billboard program disconnection. And then you have a light infusion as step six. So that's a really great point. And thanks for bringing that up, Pauline. That sounds like it could help out a lot of people, too. You just do them in order. And I'll put a link to that one into the fast chat.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, so here we go. So let's do part of the soul family clearing, just a brief one here. We better do the left side of your face here.
Let's get ourselves symmetrical.
I want you to be smiling on one half of your face or something. So here we go.
Right, we need symmetry.
Yeah, so here we go. So left side. So counting again. So one, releasing out of harmonics. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll wait a couple minutes, and then we'll do an integration on both sides. So let's do a soul family release here. So let's just think of your favorite person maybe in your life that likes to do something to you, maybe. Maybe you're their favorite person. Maybe they live for causing you problems or something, you know? Or just think of that person, you know, at Christmas who you're going to be seeing. Probably you already saw them on Thanksgiving and they did what they could do to you, and now they're going to come back and reinforce what they did to you on Christmas, because naturally you get together those two particular times. So here we go. Think of that one person, and we'll take away that feeling if it is somebody who's connected to you. That way. So we'll just find out. We'll see if they're in your soul family or not. More than likely they would be. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so now we're going to do an integration for your left and your right side of your face. And that also includes your chin. So here we go. Your whole head, what's facing forward that people see. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. And I'm kind of picking up something with scars. So let me just do something with scars if we can here. I guess I'll work with possible entities attached to maybe a scar that you might have. Maybe you have had your appendix taken out or something, or there's a scar somewhere on your body. You got poked, or maybe you had a surgery or something. So let's take away entities that are attached there. And normally, if they are, you're going to have pain attached to that, and entities might leave and give you less pain. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, so let's, how about next Monday, Elizabeth? Let's do a program for women that gave childbirth, okay?
Okay.
So this would be mainly a women's program, but the men might feel the energy too. And we'll see if we can get some questions from people on CLS questions. We'll do something with the pain. Maybe they had a cesarean or different things like this. So let's get maybe like maybe a half a dozen to 10 issues that are related to giving birth or body changes. Okay, that sound good to you, Elizabeth?
That sounds great.
And we'll work with the mothers, because you would be a mother at that point. And whatever you want to bring forth on questions, we'll just kind of be, very just basic, I got the problems. Yeah, so go to clsquestions@yahoo.com and write in, maybe you still have a situation. Maybe somewhere you have a pain from childbirth that you have for 20 years, or longer. And, maybe we can remedy that for you. So it's up to you. This is for the mothers on next Monday, a special night for mothers. And so back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, that sounds like a great plan. And that would be the next Monday, the 23rd of December, same time, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on bbsradio.com station 1. And we just, I think, heard another beep, but I think we only have a few minutes left. So let's take this last call, and then I think we're going to have to wrap up. But that's a great idea, Ron. So do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi,
it
Marcy.
It shouldn't take me too long. I'm calling about when Ron covered the spirulina thing. I missed part of it, and he said don't use it, but I thought it was, I'm not sure why. Is there a reason why? Because the spirulina that I was thinking of getting, what was in like a nutritional drink, is from Klamath Falls, which is inland. It's not on the ocean at all.
Well, I think I was just strictly talking about seaweed and different things like that that could have radiation in it. So anything that has radiation, and typically for all you fish lovers out there, and I don't eat fish, we've known that for, 20 years that there's mercury in fish. So but that's probably what I was talking about. Just be aware of foods that you know are harmful to you,
Spirulina is an algae.
Yes, I know it is.
And the one I'm thinking is in Klamath Falls.
Yes, uh-huh. So I don't see anything wrong with it.
Oh, fantastic. All right, well, thank you so much.
Yes, but the show may have been on, we're talking about seaweed, I think, or something like that, about fish things or things out of the ocean that could be contaminated. And it may have even, we're talking maybe about the radiation from Japan coming over into the water and stuff. So that's what I would think we were talking about, but for myself, I don't need anything that's dealing with seafood stuff.
Oh, okay.
So anyway,
that's
just me. If you like it, that's fine, but I don't eat that. So thank you for calling.
All right.
And how do you want to wrap the show up, Elizabeth?
I was thinking maybe we could do, let's see, we did the Ard Harmonics on everyone. the sample, and we did the soul family disconnection. So maybe we should just do the mind to heart drop, so everyone can feel peaceful about whatever family situation that they're in. And I'll just tell everybody to tune in on Wednesday. We have our show also on Station 1, and it's at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. So that's a really great one to listen to. And also to do the questions for next week for the show for the women, mothers and women who have given childbirth. So write us and let us know what your questions are. And also Ron has his other radio show coming on right after this. So you can find that link on his website, creationlightship.com. That's over on the right there. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock. So we should actually wrap up, Ron. I'll turn it over to you if you'd like to do the mind to heart drop. And thank you, everybody, for calls and questions. And thank you, Ron, for all of the wonderful sample healings.
Okay, here we go, everybody, mind to heart drop. So dropping into your heart, man in your spirit, take the thoughts in your head, monkey mind, the chatter, or whatever it would be. Here we go, dropping them down, counting from 10 to 1, like an elevator. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, thank you, blessings, and we'll see you shortly. Bye, everyone.